हरे कृष्ण।
The philosophical problem of origins cannot be solved by italicizing nothing. Where did everything come from? This philosophical question has engaged and exerted thinkers throughout history. According to some respectable science sources, like a science magazine, you know, this, where did the universe come from, is the biggest unanswered question in science. Actually, however, this question predates science, at least in the sense in which the word science is used to refer to the method of natural science that came only 400, 500 years ago. And science, as we understand it, is a search for knowledge which looks for natural explanations for natural phenomena. And as such, science cannot explain things when nothing in nature existed. So the question of origins is technically speaking beyond the scope of science. But still, there are atheists who misappropriate the prestige of science and try to lend a scientific glamour to their belief system of atheism. And that's why they try to come up with scientific sounding explanations for this question of how everything came from nothing. Because they feel that if they can somehow explain how everything came from nothing, then there will be no need left for God at all in the cosmic scheme of things. God will not be needed for anything, explaining anything. So now, how do atheists attempt to explain how everything came from nothing? Well, they basically sometimes write books claiming that they are going to do so. But if we go beyond all their bombastic verbiage, which appears to be scientific, but actually quite often has very little of substance, apart from just wanting to bluster and fluster the reader, they basically end up redefining nothing to show how nothing can produce everything. And their redefined nothing is an empty space, which, as we know, it is not empty. It has electrochemical and it has electromagnetic waves going through it constantly. Space, as we know, is not empty. Or they redefine nothing as a quantum mechanical vacuum with the potentiality to produce things. But then that quantum mechanical vacuum requires pages upon pages of the most abstract mathematics, calculus, triple integral calculus, to be described. So it is certainly not nothing. So therefore, they are actually not explaining how everything came from nothing. They are simply redefining nothing to be something. And then they are telling how everything came from something, which actually is not a remarkable explanation at all. Because then the question remains, where did that something come from? The Bhagavad Gita helps us solve this philosophical conundrum by defining God as the cause of all causes, as the source of everything. In Bhagavad Gita 10.8, it is stated, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, that I am the source of everything, mattah sarvam pravartate, that all living beings emanate from me, are sustained by me, iti matva bhajante maam. Those who understand thus, buddha bhava samanvitaha, they with wholehearted diligence, bhava samanvitaha, they actually become devoted. They actually become devoted to me. So essentially, God is defined as the being from whom all being emanates. And positing that the original source of consciousness is nothing, original source of all existence is nothing, it just leads us to the irrational proposition that something can come from nothing, which we have never seen happening, and which contradicts the law of conservation of energy also. But when we say that everything came from something, and that something is a conscious, intelligent being, then it follows that, yes, that conscious, intelligent being can oversee the manifestation of things in this world. And thus, we get a far more intellectually satisfying explanation for the existence of everything, then do we get by some trickery, some verbal trickery, some prestidigitation that redefines nothing and explains nothing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.